in Daniel chapter 2, what Jesus says is this. Jesus tells us, and he doesn't say it here because he didn't write Daniel, although he inspired it. He says in Matthew 24 that Daniel the prophet saw someone in a certain place, and that person he saw marks what is going to be the most horrific era, 7 years in human history. And that period is known in the Bible as the seven-year tribulation. And what I'm going to show you this morning from Daniel 2 and onward to 7 and to 9 is how come we're dispensationalists. That means that we see a different plan God has for us as a church than he has for Israel. That's the number one thing. If you understand Calvary Bible Church's interpretation of the scriptures, it's this. God has a very clear and voluminous plan for the church. It's all filling the New Testament epistles. God has an equally clear and voluminous plan for Israel, and it fills the Bible from cover to cover, including the epistles. And they're totally distinct plans for two groups that finally merge in heaven, but not before. God's plan for Israel, very clearly, is described here. Let me explain it to you. As we open to Daniel 2, note with me how simple God makes understanding the future. First of all, God sends us a picture that describes the history of the world. And I love it when someone includes a picture. With my little pool, I was so glad that there was this little picture that I finally could see how you put together each little part. Well, here's the picture. The picture is that Daniel, who, by the way, lived from 620 to 530 BC. You say, why does that matter? Most people don't like history. Do you know why that matters? Daniel lived fully in the 6th century BC. The people he describes, their lives and the events that he describes take place in the 4th century, the 3rd century, the 2nd century, and the 1st century. And into present times. He saw that 600 BC, what was happening in detail in the future. Daniel talks about Alexander the Great. He talks about Alexander the Great's empire dividing into four parts. If you know anything about history, Alexander had 5 generals that fought, but only 4 divided the empire. Everything God's word says happens just like he said. Well, the message that the Lord is giving us is that there are 4 empires that come before Jesus Christ returns. And what Jesus says is, and what's the nice thing, those of you that aren't here on Sunday morning don't realize the nice thing, I can write on this thing, the emperor of the final empire, which is Rome, by the way, happens to be the one who is called the Antichrist. And that is what is so significant you're going to see this morning. If you've ever heard about all this Bible prophecy and how do they get it, I'm going to show you how Jesus Christ, in his longest sermon on prophetic things, which is Matthew 24 and 25, which I'll allude to this morning, only quotes by name from Daniel and what we're going to read this morning. Well, Daniel chapter 2, starting in verse 31, and if you're there, what Jesus tells us, and we'll read it, but I'll tell you in advance, the Antichrist is going to be the worst human being that's ever lived. Now, you may know some awful people. I was telling First Service, there used to be a real horrible person living in Chicago. His name was Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, he hated people. He killed people. He dismembered people. He froze them and put them in his refrigerator, and he ate them. That's a horrible person. The Antichrist is the most horrible human that will ever live. When Jesus describes him, he says, think about this man who God has given so many names in the Bible. He's called the man of sin. He's called the son of perdition. He's called the beast. He's called the lawless one. He's called the Antichrist. But of all who have ever hated good, hated God, and hated Christians, the Antichrist is the superlative of all of them. If you could take a blender and take the worst persecutors that have ever lived, the most horrific deceivers, the most malignant terrorists, and put them in the blender, blend them up, and then stew it down to the essence, do you know what would pop out of your blender? The worst human that will ever live, the Antichrist. And Jesus points at him as he talks about him, and he says, when this man comes, he will pulsate with the power of demons. Do you know what pulsating with the power of demons means? In Mark chapter 5, Jesus meets and shares the gospel with a demonized man, and the Bible says that that man was, groups of people would wrestle him down, they would hold his hand out, they would put iron shackles, you know, with a hammer and nailing him, you know, pinning the pin in and beating him shut, and they'd put chains on him because he was so horrible. And this man could reach onto the iron and snap it with his hands and break the chains. Now, can humans do that? No. That's pulsating with the power of demons. And the Antichrist is going to pulsate with the power of demons. And the flow of the evil desires of Satan will fill him so much that it comes to the point, and you all know this, you've all heard the 666 thing. That isn't a joke. This worst human ever comes to the point that he can track every transaction going on by every one of the 7+ billion people on the earth. And if you have not gotten his signature in your life, the 666, you can't buy or sell. No barter, no cash. You can't operate without him. Now that's what's coming. You say, how will that happen? Well, what's happened this past week? We just found out our government intercepts, takes a picture of every letter that you've ever mailed for the last 10 years. They have a picture of the front and back and the postmark, and they know where you mailed it from. That's our government. I mean, every cell phone, every email, every chat, everything is in Utah by the trillions, and this genius in Palo Alto or somewhere made an algorithm where they can find any sequence within all those records that they have for the last 12 years on everybody in America. They can find anything they want instantly. Amazing. But I don't care. They can do that all they want. Put the gospel in all the time. Have that really ramp up their database. But you know what it means? We're getting to the point of what the Bible talks about. I mean, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 200 years ago, if you'd have said one person, this malignant person can stop anybody anywhere in the world from buying and selling, and they will die without him, they'd go, I'll just go to the Alps. You know, I'll go down in the Amazon. I'll you know, go to the center, you know, Goa in India. You won't go anywhere. Because the machinery for what the Bible talks about is falling in place around us.